As you arrive in your meditation, let the attention sink into the body. Holding the body in awareness, and sensing the earth energy beneath you and within you, steadying you, supporting you. So you can begin to soften into your experience. Often it's helpful as we begin a period of meditation to bring to mind a gentle reminder that it's okay to be here fully. It's okay to really be here. And now, fully, just as you are. Beginning with the body in the foreground of your experience, and tuning into the deep stillness of the earth element. Earth sitting on earth. Feeling the substantiality of the presence of the earth element in your own body. You might allow the presence of the earth element to be nourishing, settling, smoothing out the rough edges. Weighting you down into this moment. This breath, and as we come into the body in this way, it's natural for the awareness to be drawn to the rhythm of breathing. And the presence of the air element as the breath swells up and subsides back down. Gently allowing the breathing to come into the foreground of your attention. A pulse of life that moves through you. Slower than some. I notice if the breathing is smooth or fluttery. Perhaps it feels full and flowing. Let your body receive its breath as an offering. There's nothing you need to do to make this process happen. Perhaps you're aware of the felt sense of breathing. There's a vigor, a vitality of the in-breath. A potential, a pull of life that moves through you. Sensing the aliveness of the in-breath. The out-breath may have a feeling of fading, shimmery. Might be a bit longer. As the attention sinks into breathing, let breathing permeate your mind so your mind fills with the natural rhythm of the breath that moves through you. On the in-breath, you might sense as if the breath is being pulled up from the ground below. And on the out-breath, a body's permeated with presence. Perhaps you sense the stillness that's here. A movement of the breathing and the stillness that permeates the awareness, the stillness of the knowing itself. The awareness is awake, fresh, clear, as breathing is in the foreground of the attention. As awareness receives the flow of breathing, keep feeling the earth steadying you, inviting you to be here fully. In some moments of connecting with the breathing, when the attention feels steady, the mind feels collected, you might notice that the mindfulness is strong. You might be aware of moments when the hindrances are not present. The hindrances will come and go throughout most practice periods. And we don't go looking for them. We don't go try to find a hindrance to work on. When they're here, we open to the hindrances as part of the meditation. So if you're not aware of the presence of a hindrance in this moment, let yourself keep widening into the presence, the ease, the nourishment of the mindfulness that's here. Being here fully. And if you're aware of the presence of a hindrance, of some feelings of restlessness or sleepiness, if you're aware of wanting mind or aversion, there's no need to push that experience away. There's no need to get rid of it. There's also no need to hold on. Sometimes we become aware of hindrances by repetitive stories of thought, really familiar content perhaps, and you recognize, oh, this is aversion. That's the root. Or this is desire. That's the root. The actual content isn't so important. If you're aware of one of the hindrances or many of the hindrances, just notice, is the presence of this mind state strong, kind of unmistakable? Or is it more light and wispy, a bit transparent? Hindrances are a bit like the weather. They arise when particular conditions come together as a natural process. And just as we can know breathing, we can know the presence or absence of the hindrances. You're feeling a quality of restlessness, let the awareness widen in all directions so there's plenty of room for the restlessness to do its dance. You're experiencing sloth and torpor. Bring some energy into the spine. See if it's possible to get interested. If there's wanting mind and desire, don't follow the story. Just notice. What is wanting like in your body, in your chest, and in your belly? Is there anything really wrong with this moment? And if there's aversion, just drop the content. Very simple. Aversion is like this. That which knows aversion or desire or sleepiness or restlessness or doubt, that which is aware isn't caught, isn't stuck. And seeing the hindrances clearly is the first step of their unbinding. If you're having thoughts about if you're good enough for the meditation, if it works, oh, this is doubt. There's the knowing of the mind and body, the presence of hindrance, but the knowing itself isn't caught. The awareness is fresh in this moment. And as you practice, don't go looking for the hindrances. Be aware of the many moments when they're not here. A moment of a simple knowing, of an in-breath, of the sensations of the hands resting. Widening into the moments when the mind is undistracted and at rest. Stay curious. Mindfulness front and center, a breathing body. And when the attention abandons the body, you might notice which hindrance is here. Stay curious and kind. How does the experience in the body and mind change as you don't do battle with what's here? And in the moments when the hindrances aren't present, even micro moments, how is it for you? Moments of spaciousness, contentment. Clear knowing. Peace, perhaps. With breath at the center, stay curious and kind. Just a few announcements for today. During the retreat, each of you have had your group meeting, and you'll each have two additional individual meetings with a teacher. So please check the board. Many of you will be meeting with one of us today, and because we wanted you to have a full three meetings, not just two meetings during this retreat, you know, it's possible that you were seen yesterday and you'll be seen again today. It's not necessarily every other day. That was just what we needed to do to be able to offer you three meetings. So whether you were seen yesterday or the day before, please check the board and come to your practice discussion with one of us if you're scheduled today. So between today and Friday, you'll each have two individual meetings with teachers. You know, the meetings will be just under 15 minutes, and that can sound short, but you know, 15 minutes is actually plenty of time to speak about your practice in a meaningful way, and that's what we're interested in. We're interested in what's happening for you here on the retreat. What's your experience? Mornings and afternoons and evenings, sitting and walking and doing your yogi job and everything else. So when you come, please just know that that's what we'd like to, it will help us support your practice to know what's really happening for you here. Tonight, after the sitting after the talk, for those of you who wish to do more formal practice, there will be another sitting in here starting at 9:45 in the evening, and there will be some sitting and walking that will end sometime before midnight. And if, you know, we're really entering the heart of the retreat today, you're in a momentum that has been building over the last few days, and it's absolutely not required. But for those of you who want to turn up the volume on effort and who you're feeling some energy in your practice, it can be helpful to go a bit out of our comfort zone sometimes. And an evening can be such a beautiful time to sink into the quietude and the stillness of night and practice together. So there will be a sign up about that, and Matthew will be leading that this evening. Today, we recommend that you practice continuing in the formal sitting periods, continuing with mindfulness of breathing as your anchor. If you're not using mindfulness of breathing, use hearing, use sound. And to notice what takes you away from mindfulness of breathing, because some hindrance will take you away. And there's a real power in being able to step back from the story of, oh my gosh, my sister did this to me and we haven't talked in 2 years and I can't believe it, and recognize, oh, this is some wanting and some aversion. And to come into present moment, what is that like? Now, what is that like in the mind and in the body? And then the hindrances, like Tuwari said last night, they really become, we wake up through the hindrances. So the aim isn't to get rid of them. Or the aim also isn't to go looking for one. Do not go looking for trouble. So if you're feeling happy and full in your practice, don't go looking for a hindrance to work on. We don't look for them. And when they're here, we bring curiosity and kindness. The same is true for the walking meditation. When you know how to work with hindrances, walking meditation is much more of a breeze, to be honest with you. When you're walking, you know, we don't so much practice mindfulness of breathing walking, we practice mindfulness of the body walking. Again, when the mind abandons the body, notice what hindrances at work. And walking, you might even pause and just, you can feel what desire feels like, or you can feel what your restlessness feels like. It's no problem. Mindfulness can be aware of the presence of the hindrance as much as it can be aware of a sound or a sensation or a moment of metta. So, in the walking meditation, the same instructions, body at the center, don't go looking for hindrances, but if one's here, get curious. In the walking practice today, just to bring in a fresh instruction, when you take a step and your weight transfers from the heel into the ball of the foot and you feel that pressure moving into the ball of the foot, you know, you might sense into how would it be in that moment to just offer yourself to the moment, to sense yourself as earth, you know, as earth in contact with earth. It's the earth element right there, that heaviness, that pressure, that solidity. But just as you walk and you feel your the ball of your foot land, just offering yourself to this moment, to nature. Just that, like wholeheartedly. Walking wholeheartedly, that kind of wholeheartedness is some of what will really nourish the continuity that will support you to deepen as we continue in our days together. And again, with the walking meditation, do it. You might even make a determination that from now until lunchtime, what would happen if you did every walking period fully? I dare you. See what happens. Okay. We are wishing you well on this beautiful morning of practice. Remember to check the sheet for practice discussions.